Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. Today we're going to talk about a situation in Ohio, and you know every state's got slightly different ways of approaching their traffic control. And the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, recently issued a report pointing out a situation in Ohio with a thing they call mayor's courts. Mayor's courts. So like in Michigan, in the state court system, we've got circuit courts, and there's generally one per county, although some counties that are less populated might actually have them combined. But, you know, Oakland County Circuit Court, Wayne County Circuit Court, Macomb County Circuit Court, and so on. And then beneath them are the district courts. And the district courts are often just the ones that a town has or a city has. And then if there are less populated towns and cities, they might combine them, you know. So you might have several courts or several cities or municipalities in one particular court, like Southfield District Court also has Lathrop Village, which is adjacent to it, and that's all part of the district court jurisdiction. So if you get a traffic ticket in Michigan, you're going to wind up in one of these district courts. And the district court, like I said, is just simply a court in the system as you go up the pyramid. You've got district court, circuit court, appeals courts, Supreme Court at the top. But in Ohio, apparently, you can have a mayor's court if you are in an area of a certain size. And the mayor's courts get to collect ticket money. And because they're incentivized to do this, it's a lot like, it's a parallel to civil asset forfeiture, you know, where you reward the police for stealing money from people. So I'm not saying it's the same, I'm saying it's a parallel. So ACLU has a report out on mayor's courts and they're calling for reforms. This is from an article by Laura Bischoff. I have to thank Bill for sending me the link to this. But in Columbus, mayor's courts across Ohio operate with little oversight and have a financial incentive to wring revenue, money, from drivers as a means of stocking the municipal coffers, according to a report issued Monday by the ACLU of Ohio. And I'm sure there's going to be people out there who say, well, you know, ACLU's got an axe to grind. It's you know, a liberal organization, but I believe that what they're talking about here, you can double check this and poke around if you want to, but I suspect that this is true. The Civil Liberties Group, which spent more than a year investigating nearly 300 mayor's courts, is asking the Ohio General Assembly to reform the system to be more transparent and fair. And, you know, calling for fairness in the legal system shouldn't be an ideological issue where one side says we're for it and the other side says we're against it. It's a question of just simply whether or not you find it fair in the first place. Recommended changes include restoring state funding to cities so they're not pressured to gin up revenue through mayor's courts. They're also calling to eliminate the mayor's courts in urban counties and route those cases to municipal courts like most other states do, like Michigan. Increase annual training for mayors and magistrates and require more data collection and abolish driver license suspensions for any reason other than public safety concerns. You know, that's an issue. I'm not sure I agree with that last one. I think if you have unpaid tickets that they should be able to suspend your license. And the whole point is that they give you a ticket because you violated a rule. And the rule you violated, presumably you did while you're driving with your driver license, right? Or your driver's license. And so the fact that you refuse to pay the ticket that you got while using the driver's license should be an indication that you shouldn't be driving for a little while until you figure that out. For those of you who are curious, only Ohio and Louisiana have mayor's courts. And mayor's courts can be formed by any municipality of more than 200 residents that does not have a municipal court. In Ohio, there are 295 mayor's courts, and they are in 64 of the 88 counties. So, you know, out in the middle of nowhere is a town, and they don't have a municipal court. Their mayor can just go, hey, we got a mayor's court. And you might say, what's wrong with it? Well, the problems with mayor's courts are overwhelming. According to the report, mayors have the authority to direct their municipality police departments to issue citations, and they can use the mayor's court to collect fines and fees for these citations that then fund the municipalities. So it's basically like, hey, let's create this money generator and we'll see how it works. And I've joked with clients about this before. You know, I go to court and we work out a deal where, you know, they get fines but no points, and the moving violation changes into a non-moving violation. And I've had clients who point out that that's actually kind of a strange way of resolving an issue, because it suggests that all they're out for is the money. And I said, well, you know, if you sit here in the lobby and watch what's happening, you're going to see that there's a steady flow of people walking up to that window there, pulling out credit cards, checkbooks, or cash, and they're doing it because that's the cashier. And so all of the traffic that comes into the court goes like this and eventually goes up to the cashier, and they pay and they leave. So no one's pretending that the courts don't generate money. But the question is, are they generating money using the wrong methodology or for the wrong reasons? So the ACLU of Ohio found that North Olmsted, as an example, collected $1.3 million in citation revenues, and Lockland took in nearly $900,000, and Brightonall pulled in $500,000, and that's all in just 1 year. The report found that the mayor's courts do not have transcripts or recordings of proceedings. They only require 6 hours of training for the mayor who operates the courts, and one out of six traffic tickets issued in Ohio in the year of 2016 came in cities with mayor's courts. And here's the problem I have, and I've said this before, that when someone tells me they were in court and they got this amazing result, and you know, the people who claim like, hey, I drive without a license all the time and I go into court and then, you know, I laugh at the judge and the judge goes, ah, I guess you're right, you don't need a driver's license. I always say, get me a copy of the transcript. I'd like to see that. And I've had people say, well, Steve, there's no transcripts in the courts I go to. And I'm like, what? Because in Michigan, there's transcripts being created in every court. Okay, so any court you go into, they create a transcript. Or at least they record the proceedings, and they could create a transcript if you wanted one. So here's the problem. In these mayor's courts, they don't record what happens. So you go in front of the court, and you walk out, and you go pay because you have to. And the question becomes, what happened in there? Can you appeal what happened in there? And how can you appeal anything if there's no record of what happened? And that's a problem. So I think that any court in the Western Hemisphere that conducts business of a court, that is, people stand before it and adjudication takes place, you are either found responsible or guilty of what you're accused of, or you're found not responsible or not guilty of what you're accused of. That's an adjudication. And if that happens, there needs to be a record of it later. And it's, I believe, a constitutional issue. Now, due process has been defined as that you get a notice of the hearing and an opportunity to be heard. They tell you, here's your court date, show up, and you can defend yourself or you can talk and do whatever you want depending on what the situation is. I believe that due process should include one more thing, and that should include an ability of the person who stood there and had the opportunity to be heard to later show what happened there. Because the idea of a tribunal meeting in secret is a problem. And by definition, I mean, you let people come in and watch, I guess, but there's no record made of it. So there's really no way to show what happened in there. Now, you might have witnesses to what happened in there, but that's different. And so you can imagine the situation where you've got judges who require only 6 hours of training to be judges. And something happens in that mayor's court, and somebody wants to appeal it. Somebody wants to point out, hey, something crazy happened in there. And they can't, because there's no record of it ever happening. I mean, all the record probably is, you know, pay this bill and we'll give you a receipt. And you get a receipt of how much money you paid. I get a receipt when I go to a restaurant. Okay, I should get more paperwork from a court than I get from a restaurant. Call me crazy for thinking that, but I think it's true. In 51 jurisdictions, police write tickets at 4 or more times the average rate of officers elsewhere in Ohio. And that's not a coincidence. They're writing more tickets because that's how they make more money. The lead author of the report said that also researchers found black people are more likely to be stopped and ticketed in inner ring suburbs with mayor's courts. So again, if there's a racial disparity, there might be a problem. The ACLU of Ohio said jail, arrest, and license suspension, which are tactics employed by mayor's courts, are excessive penalties for minor traffic violations. Well, you know, if the application of penalties and arrests and so on, if those things actually happen at a different rate with the mayor's courts, that's a problem. Well, court rulings dating back to 1927 have detailed abuses in the mayoral court system. Ohio still needs sweeping changes, and this is all according to the ACLU. So, again, if these people write more tickets because they're incentivized to do it, then something needs to be done. I'm not sure how you do that. I guess you could say, well, you know, if you have a court that brings in money, we're going to handle that money exactly the same way as if it was a municipal court or any other court in the land. And then likewise, the idea that you're going to go and appear in court and argue your case and no record is made of it, that's also a problem. You know, you'd think if this mayor's court is bringing in so much money, maybe they could afford to hire a court reporter. I mean, just a wacky idea I have, you know. So, I guess, I don't know. How would you appeal something like this? I'm going to give you a hypothetical. Let's suppose you walked into mayor's court and you were accused of speeding. You're accused of speeding. And you go into court and the cop says, I saw Mr. Leto doing 95 miles an hour on this road out here in his red Corvette. Ticket says red Corvette. And the mayor says to me, the judge mayor says to me, Mr. Leto, how do you answer that? And I say, I don't own a red Corvette. The judge goes, really? And I go, yeah, no. I famously own a green Explorer. Everyone knows that. I've never sat in a red Corvette, at least not in the last 40 years. So I don't have a red Corvette. And the cop pulls out a videotape, you know, the dash cam of the police. And it's clearly a red Corvette. And some guy gets out who's got brown hair, shoulder length brown hair. Looks like a guy off the cover of an Eagles album. And I go, that's not me. That's not me. And I go, besides, you can look at the license plate on the Corvette. That's not my license plate. And the mayor looks over at the cop and goes, well, officer, what are you saying? The officer goes, that was him. Steve Leto, I recognize him. And I go, but look, that's not me. It's not my license plate. My name's on the ticket. For some odd reason, I'm here, but that's obviously not me. The mayor just goes, guilty. Clunk, go pay your money. Can I appeal that? How do I appeal that? There's no record of it. All the record says is you came into court on this day and you paid the fine as if you were found guilty. But there's no record of the evidence against you. There's no record of the procedure. The judge could even say, you know, Mr. Leto, that's not you. Go pay anyways. I don't care. There's no record of it. There's no record of it. So that's a problem. But this article does not address whether or not it's possible to appeal from a mayor's court. I don't know if it is or not. But I don't know what good the appeal would do. And there's no record of what happened at the lower court. But I've had people tell me there's other courts around the nation that don't have court reporters in them or any methodology for creating a transcript. And it seems to me that should be a problem also. But with respect to Ohio, I've never gotten a ticket there. Got a ticket in Indiana once, but not Ohio. But I've spoken to people who have gotten tickets in Ohio. And apparently it's kind of like out in the middle of nowhere. And you find out there's a speed trap out there. This is why. Mayor's courts. And a mayor's court's where you go in and the mayor, here in your case, it's like Green Acres, you know. Guy takes off his mayor hat, now he's a judge. Takes off the judge and now he's the mayor, you know. Probably goes, and I'm also chief of police and probably chief of the fire department too. But the idea that you go in front of the mayor who's had 6 hours of training and there's no record of what's being done here, but they just shake you down for money and then, you know, go pay and leave, sounds like it is in need of reform. So that's the ACLU report on Ohio's mayor's courts. We'll see if anything happens, because I suspect it won't, because there's too much money in it for them to keep doing this. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later.